This is the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, before we get into the college discussion, that's going to take up almost all the last 2 hours, except for Fred Heumann's baseball segment. We want to talk a little bit about what we have seen, and I guess the game of the week had to be the one you saw out at St. John's. First of all, can you describe that environment?
It's like going to the county fair. I mean, it's at the fairground park, you know, and what's really weird is that the old home side stands were condemned, I guess I learned last year. So they kind of had to put portable bleachers in, and we visitors from East Lansing were literally on the home side, and the St. John's folks took the old visitor's side, but it was packed. And like I've talked about, so deep in the end zone, 4 and 5 levels deep, great environment, great passion out there in St. John's. Huge win for East Lansing. This team has been struggling offensively throughout the year. They're only averaging 16 points a game, but they continue to win it on defense. They're one game away from qualifying for the playoffs. They missed it last year. And so these kids were really determined to win this game. Spencer Treadwell was at our house. He's my good friend of my son's on last Sunday night. I said, Spence, you're going to win this game. He looked at me and he says, we're going to win this game. We're going to beat St. John's. And I believed him the way he said it. He played well last night. A lot of other kids stepped up. So big win for the Trojans.
East Lansing has lost 2 games by a total of 12 points.
Yes. Two good teams, too.
Two very good teams.
Grand Ledge and
Grand Ledge going to play for the championship next week at Grand Ledge. So this season could be even better. And a lot of heroes last night. Quarterback Tyler Tucker had 5 completions on the drive, including a 3-yard toss to tight end Eli Gruen, about 4 minutes left.
Yeah, and Eli took a good shot on that and still held on. And an injury, F.A. Scott Amakpour, the big wideout number one that you well know, has a shoulder injury. Last night they were going to go get that x-rayed, so that could be a huge loss for East Lansing if that transpires. But other kids stepped up, and that's what you do in football. One guy goes down, the next guy comes in and does a better job. That's the way the philosophy is for a winning football program.
I had a chance to see Holt last night. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a second. But you have seen Holt and Grand Ledge. Who wins that game?
Holt beat East Lansing without their starting quarterback. Okay, so that's almost like the...
And he was unbelievable last night on the winning touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who's their starting quarterback?
Jake Gallimore.
Yeah, he's a heady player. I was thinking that might be the difference, although Holt struggled last night.
So did Grand Ledge against Okemos.
Grand Ledge.
East Lansing did not.
Well, Grand Ledge struggled, was knotted with Jackson for a while.
Yeah. And that happens.
So, I mean, it shows you how tough the defenses in the CAAC Blue are. I mean, that's what marks this division.
We always try to assess teams by comparing how this team did against that team and this team did against that team.
What else are you going to do?
Well, you see what Okemos did against Holt and Grand Ledge, really was in those games, had a chance to win both of them, and then was absolutely bludgeoned by Mason.
Yeah.
St. John's beats Mason, and East Lansing beats St. John's.
I know.
So you're right back to square one. You're just chasing your tail.
I'm flip-flopping back and forth. Now I'm hedging towards Grand Ledge to win this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I watched the Grand Ledge film, the tape on that for East Lansing. I'm just so impressed with their defense. So last week I thought that Holt would win, but now I'm thinking Grand Ledge might have a slight edge.
You know, I think if these teams played a 7-game series, that's always the way I look at it.
I just marvel these programs are so deep in numbers. They're so deep in support from their communities, and their youth programs are solid. I know all the folks that run those 2 youth programs, and that's the feeder system, and that's what I marvel at. That's what we're trying to accomplish at East Lansing, to get our youth program to that level.
People forget, even though Holt has 2 losses, they had Rockford beat. I mean, beat
without
bad.
Question.
They had 12 turnovers in the first 2 games.
Absolutely, and that was a credibility loss for the whole CAAC, the fact that they matched with Rockford, which is a
They played them again. They might beat Rockford.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we're going to get some good playoff penetration, if you will, from our teams, winning a couple games, from our teams.
The Sexton-Mason game next week is going to be every bit as big. And
what's the over-under on that game, Jack?
Wow. You know what? It was amazing because we had Sexton coming back last night, and you get a backup running back. You know, and he scores six touchdowns. Elijah Miller came back last night, and he had a 91-yard run, touchdown run.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, you know, he was carrying the ball 20 times either. They were kind of easing him into this against Owosso. And, you know, very, very good team. And you look at, you know, what another back would do. You got Dominique Hoyle.
Yeah.
Six touchdowns.
Yeah, I know. That was
250 yards.
That was a close game. Owosso was improved from last year, so, but serve up 69 points or whatever. Wow.
Mason with a big win. So
yeah, so that'll be
a great game.
That'll be a high-scoring game. So looking forward to next Friday night. There'll be some great games in high school football.
You know, and Fowler still undefeated.
Yep.
I want to mention one thing last night at Holt, and it's too bad because I thought it detracted from a tremendous game in terms of hard hitting. Very, very hard hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And Okemos couldn't do much offensively in the first half. Played a really good second half. May have dominated the second half, or at least certainly held their own in the second half. But the end of the game, it's 10-7, and 4.1 seconds to go on the clock. Fourth down. Holt's not going to punt the ball. The only thing that can get him beat is a block punt.
Mm-hmm.
Al Slammer's been around too long to try that. So he tells his quarterback, and he says, you know, take the ball, Jake, and just run around for a couple seconds.
Right.
And then the game will be over. Play's over, game's over. So Jake did just what he was told. He ran around for 4 seconds, and then there were zeros on the clock. He stops. He just stops. Officials blew the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
But the play is still live.
Right.
The play is live, and finally, the Okemos guys light him up. And, you know, the ball had popped up. Game would have been over.
Right.
But the play was still going.
Yeah.
So Paul Palmer was enraged at the end of the game, and he had a reason to be upset. I understand safety factors. Believe me, when your kids played high school football, you understand it. When he's been injured, you really understand it. But the official said, you know, we couldn't leave the guy be vulnerable to take a hit. Well, he'd taken hits every play.
Right.
I mean, Jay Gallimore, he gets hit a lot. And, you know, it was just too bad the way that ended because it really created a problem at the end of the game and the officials and the players. And, you know, you hate to see that happen.
Right.
So we want to welcome in someone in studio, good friend of yours.
Yes, illustrious alumni, Dave Willard, University of Michigan, 1970. He come. This is, what, 15 years, Dave. We've been going to Michigan, Michigan State games. We're going to be tailgating with my good friend and my boss, Ted Fox.
Absolutely.
Allentown, Pennsylvania, you fly in here. It's great to have you here, Dave.
Yeah, I think I'm the prototypical Michigan fan.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah, I know you do. But
you're not arrogant. You don't look arrogant at all.
Well, we'll see at the end of the day what happens.
You're better looking than most of them, too.
It's very kind of you.
But anyway, I really appreciate this tradition that we have going. And so what are you expecting today?
I'm expecting a great game. Two undefeated teams, two ranked teams. We haven't seen that in a while. When I made my reservation at Ted's house in the Fox Den, he said, your confirmation number is 1,000 days. I said, what does that mean?
Yeah, he's always, you know, he's like a cut out of Jack Ebling here. The two of them are just nauseating to be around.
Yeah, he explained it to me. And then I brought you this article from our local paper just to show you everyone knows this stat. Okay?
Yeah. But the 1,000 days is a big issue.
We're not very comfortable with that, are we, Dave?
Oh, so he's adding on the 70 now. Here we go.
I'm just going to be accurate, you know.
That's right. But
Dave went to school in the 70s during the Bow era.
You're a few years older than Tom, right?
Yeah,
I am indeed.
No, you know what? Does that make Tom like your little brother?
Please.
See? He's always using.
Yeah, I know.
This is what I have to deal with.
Jack, I want you to know he's got 12 shirts, not one. I listened to the segment earlier. Yeah. I've seen them all. They look exactly like that.
Must have bought in bulk because they're the same.
This is my lucky shirt.
That's your lucky shirt?
Yeah.
What'd you wear the last 3 years? Did you go shirtless?
Yeah. Hopefully this thing will turn around. But we're gonna have a good time today. We're gonna do a little tailgating, Jack. Yeah, like we did last night.
Tailgating.
We tailgated at the St. John's East Lansing. Dave went to the high school game with Ted and I. We really took it all in. It was wonderful.
The tremendous. Whole thing has become a tradition. Friday Night Lights, get on the air with you
guys.
What
did you think of that last night up there in St.
Yeah,
John's?
Yeah, that was an excellent win. That fourth quarter was very, very exciting.
And a big band, 160 people in that band for St. John's.
You know, I also want to give a quick tip of the cap to your boss and our friend, Ted Fox, because I have to say, I always give you credit for getting us on the air back in 2002. Mm-hmm. If it hadn't been for you and Ted and the whole Bitter Rivals thing.
That's in that feature article you did in 1996.
That's where it all started.
That was the cornerstone.
Greatest player Al Fracassa ever had.
He's pretty modest, too. Yeah.
I asked Al about that one time.
Yeah.
He says, as a football player, he was a heck of a captain.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a captain, all right. Absolutely. A leader. That's why he's a good leader. So anyway, well, Dave, appreciate it. We'll see you down in Ann Arbor.
You'll be a little bit
ahead of me, so set up the tailgate, and we'll see you over there off our Granger somewhere, and have a good time.
Thank you, Tommy. Yeah. Thanks, Jack.
What are you serving at the tailgate, Dave?
Oh, leftovers from last night.
Yeah, exactly.
They were getting white cupcakes.
They've gone to a lot of trouble here, ladies and gentlemen.
So, it's easy that way.
So much for the big menu. All right. We will be back, and we're going to get into Michigan State. For the next two hours.
No baseball with Fred Heumann.
Fred Heumann will be here, and we're going to talk with the Brandstatters and Blair White. Coming up, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.